Good morning, 8:53 here on the Mighty 690. Joining us, we have Dr. Craig Gorell from USD 445. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's a little chilly one out there. I guess we got to get used to this weather for a while. I hope the heat's on at the high school.
It is. We're thankful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know this transition time is just weird. You know, all the heating and cooling systems never quite know what
right.
to do. But we're making the best of it. So, hey, we got a meeting tonight at 5, right?
We do. 5 o'clock at 615 Ellis at the Board of Education office.
Yeah, absolutely. And got a few items on the agenda. I see I just learned from reading this that our very own Chris Crane is in retirement. So
she is. Chris Crane actually came back out of retirement once for us to run the Indian Education Program, and she's been doing that for several years
yeah.
for us. And she does a phenomenal
job.
Oh,
she's great.
She is. And you know, just her the rich history she has of our community and is just really great for our kids. So we're definitely going to miss her. We do have her replacement coming in. So the two of them will be speaking tonight to the Board of Education, just telling us about just some of the great accomplishments that have taken place under Chris's watch there as director for the Indian Education Program.
Yeah, no, that's just wonderful. I mean, I know we've had her on talking about various events and stuff, so I'm sure she'll be missed. We've got some big shoes to be filled, but glad that you got someone lined up.
We do, and the two of them work well together, so
sure.
I think the transition will be as smooth as it can be. It'll be Erin Lee, and she'll be taking that on. We look forward to working with Chris as we transition into something new.
Great. Very good. And then we got some ESSER 2 and ESSER 3 funding items to talk about.
We do have a few of those. We're still spending the last part of those ESSER 2 funds. What you'll see here on the purchase are student chairs for CES. And, you know, there's certain parameters we have to abide by when spending ESSER funds. And one way we were able to purchase the chairs when CE was built, a lot of the original chairs for grades 3rd through 6th were not your typical student chairs, so they're cloth. And with cloth chairs with kids, you can just imagine
yes.
you know, just that potential to carry germs. They're just harder to keep clean and clean. So moving those out, they are at the end of their life cycle anyway. We bought those when we built the school, so they've been there quite some time. So we're using those funds to purchase chairs at this point, and then also looking to use some funds for our staff retention stipends. And so, you know, every district has been spending some of those funds to do that. We know that retaining teachers is one of the most important jobs we have right now with the shortage. So anything we can do to keep them here, we want them to be happy and productive teachers and all employees.
Yeah, no, that's great. Dr. Carell, anything else that is sticking out to you on this agenda for tonight?
You know, that's about it. It's a fairly light agenda, but I know that Chris will have probably a very detailed presentation about her time and experiences here with our Indian Education Program.
No, that's great. And I really, you know, she definitely deserves any and all recognition because
right.
she's pretty great.
And then the board will get to meet Erin Lee, who's
yeah.
taking over for
yeah,
Chris
wonderful.
Crane.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah, I think it'll be great for everyone to hear what we've been doing and what the future plans are.
Yeah, and that is a kind of an interesting, you know, from you know, when I was in school in Wichita, we didn't have anything like that sort of an Indian education mm-hmm. program. So I think that's really great and expose so many students to what the rich history and culture we have in this area.
It really is, and a lot of people aren't, you know, some people aren't aware that I know that there is a very rich history with our Native American population here in town. So we've been very fortunate to have the program and have Chris at the helm of that program.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Carell, of course, really appreciate. Appreciate you coming on today to let us know. And, of course, the meeting is open to anyone who might be interested, right?
Right.
Yep, and that just gets underway at 5 o'clock at the Education Center. Plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking.
Sort of thing.
So, come on down.
Yep, come on down. Okay. Well, always a pleasure, and have a good meeting tonight. And I know Matt Jordan should be there covering it all, so we'll have all the latest details and wrap up for you tomorrow here
that
on the program.
Sounds good.
All
thank
right.
you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Carell, and we'll see you next time.
All right.
All right, thank you. And 37 degrees right now in Coffeeville as we head towards the 9 o'clock hour. Of course, open line getting underway here in just a few moments. And, of course, that snow and rain possible for tonight. So we'll keep you up to date and have the latest here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.